rapper and producer Tory Lanez was sentenced today to 10 years in prison for shooting and injuring fellow hip-hop artist Megan Thee Stallion. The assault occurred in July 2020 after a party in Los Angeles. Joining me now is NPR culture correspondent Chloe Veltman. Hey there, Chloe.
Hey there, Mary Louise.
Okay, so what happened today in court?
Well, Tory Lanez was sentenced this afternoon in Los Angeles County Superior Court. He'd been found guilty back in December of three felonies resulting from shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. Mm-hmm. Now, those three felonies are assault with a semi-automatic firearm, possessing a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and lastly, discharging a firearm with gross negligence. And the producers wanted a hefty prison term because, in addition to the shooting, they argued Tory Lanez and his fans launched a hate campaign against Megan Thee Stallion on social media and in songs, calling her a liar and other things and so on. And the prosecutor said all of the disinformation re-traumatised the victim. Judge David Hereford also heard from Tory Lanez's defence today. They were hoping for rehabilitation over prison time, and there were discussions about the rapper's struggles with alcohol, his childhood trauma, and his mental health.
And stay in that courtroom for a minute, Chloe. Was Tory Lanez there himself? Did we see a reaction?
Yeah, so Tory Lanez did speak for several minutes in the courtroom. And he called Megan Thee Stallion his friend, and he said he still cares about her, regardless of her opinion of him. Megan Thee Stallion was not in the court for the sentencing, but she did issue a written statement in which she said, quote, "For once, the defendant must be forced to face the full consequences of his heinous actions and face justice."
You know, for people listening who maybe haven't followed every twist and turn of this, would you just step back for a second and reflect on why this outcome, why this sentence is significant?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So there has overall been less coverage of this case in the media than other similarly high-profile trials involving male and female celebrities in recent times. Perhaps most notably the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. But this one is important, Mary Louise, because of the negativity that's been spun around it against Megan Thee Stallion, chiefly by Tory Lanez's fans and fellow artists. Drake, in one of his songs, implied that Megan Thee Stallion lied about being shot. In court today, DA Alex Botts said the shooting was, quote, "an act of misogyny towards Megan," and cultural critics agree. Gabby Bulgarelli, senior producer of NPR's hip-hop podcast Louder Than a Riot, has been following this case for months. And in an interview she did on NPR's It's Been a Minute, she said Megan Thee Stallion is fighting an uphill battle against the male-dominated hip-hop industry and noted the paradox at the heart of this case.
Hip-hop was born out of a need to speak truth, but in a lot of ways, people who do that are vilified and further disenfranchised.
Yeah, and Bulgarelli wondered if Megan Thee Stallion's treatment by men in the industry might put other women off coming forward with cases of abuse. But obviously, today's sentencing might now be seen as a note of encouragement.
And just quickly, does Lanez face possible additional penalties beyond this prison sentence?
Yeah, maybe. Tory Lanez is a Canadian citizen, though he spent most of his career here in the United States. So he could face deportation after he serves his sentence.
Alrighty, thank you for catching us up, Chloe.
You're welcome, Mary Louise.
That is NPR culture correspondent Chloe Veltman.